We'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's town council's work session at 6 o'clock on the 18th of November. We have two items. First one, we're going to do a review of the single family equivalency, better known as the SF calculator for our sewer connections. And then after that, we will have an interview with a candidate for the town council vacancy brought to us. So we will first turn the time over to Katie and Kyle to walk us through the graphs and what you found. And remember, we will have some questions and discussions, but no action to be taken.
I'm going to let Kyle go first tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Well, good evening, Council. It's good to see everyone again, and hope everybody's been enjoying this long extended fall that we've all been having. I definitely know I have. So, as mentioned, we're going to go kind of over our SFE analysis and how that relates to the town's SFE calculator. You may remember we did presentation about this time a year ago, had some data points to kind of look at. We kind of left that meeting with kind of the thought that 1 year's worth of data really isn't enough to, you know, show any trends or make real, you know, recommend changes to the system just yet. So this is kind of an update to that analysis with fiscal year 2025's data. Just a step back reminder, as mentioned, an SFE is a single family equivalent. That's essentially a unit of measure that tries to account for the average amount of water or sewer a single family residence uses in West Yellowstone, a very common unit of measurement for municipalities, water and sewer districts, and it's really to try to get everything to one kind of common denominator.
Kyle, we altered our volume, though, correct?
Yes.
Originally, it was 200 and something. We brought it down to 150.
Yep, and I'll discuss that a little bit. There is some kind of there are some idiosyncrasies between water, sewer SFEs, and so I'll definitely kind of explain our thoughts on that as well. But yes, I'll touch on that for sure. So currently the town uses this SFE calculator. Probably are all familiar with it. It's basically a spreadsheet that outlines a bunch of different commercial type uses and how that pertains to assigned SFEs. One example is like a restaurant with up to 50 seats is assigned 3 SFEs. So it's pretty much based on the business use and characteristics, and then again assigned an SFE so that you can kind of bring it back to one common type of a unit. This was, I believe, created for the town in 2022, so not super old, but that is when it was created. So to the point of the SFEs, what is an SFE in West Yellowstone? We looked at it a couple different ways. We used single-family residential water meters that we got the meter records from the town, and basically summarized all of the any single-family unit in West Yellowstone and used all that data to come up with a number. We also looked at the entire town's water production and divided it by the number of SFEs that the town has assigned and has on the books. And they came out relatively close on the water side, and it was 150 gallons per day. As mentioned, the SFE calculator indicates a volume of 225 gallons per day. That number was driven from the sewer side of things. Generally, we like to look at SFEs based on the water side, one, because you have actual physical meter data. I remember last year looking for a calculation of where that number came from. I think it came from one of the sewer PERs. There is a chance that the water and sewer SFE from a design standpoint could be different numbers. Like I said, normally I will look at it from water because, again, you got meter records, you know exactly how much water is going into that. Again, that may or may not necessarily be what we use to design a treatment plant because they could be slightly different due to infiltration and other inflow infiltration that could affect the sewer, what actually hits the sewer plant. Does that answer the question? Any other questions on just the SFE value, the 150 gallons per day that we came up with, council may have for me at this time? Okay, well, we'll jump into the actual analysis of how those SFEs pertain to some businesses in town and user groups here. We started out looking at 13 hotels and 10 restaurants, and that was just the sample size we chose. That could be expanded if we want to more businesses, but I used the same 13 hotels and the same 10 restaurants as we did last year, just so we have some comparison from 2 years worth of data. There's a couple forms that that should be in your council packets. The first one is kind of just the raw data, kind of shows the different business types, the assigned SFEs, and then the last 2 fiscal years worth of actual used SFEs. And again, this is based on water meter data. To try to kind of put that in a format that's a little more friendly for looking at trends and how this might be actually working, I put together this chart. And basically, what I did is I normalized it based on a percent of use. So this black line across the bottom here at 100%. That is essentially if a business is using exactly the number of SFEs as they've been assigned, their bar should be pretty close to that. They're using 100% of what they're assigned. If they're below it, they're using theoretically less water than was assigned to them in the SFE calculation. And if they're over that bar, they're using more water than the SFE calculator assigned them. The thing that this chart doesn't really show very well is magnitude, though. So I did put a couple boxes up on top here just to kind of show you the magnitude of SFEs we're looking at. So the hotel users are, you can see they have an assigned SFEs of over 1,000. So pretty big water use group, much more critical to the town system trying to get those accurate. The restaurants, they only have an assigned value of 61. We're obviously using a little bit more than that, but of that whole user group, you're only looking at about 200 SFEs. So there's a pretty big, sensitivity in the magnitude that these user groups are actually using. Just as an example, these 13 hotels that I have on here are actually about 20% of the town's total metered water usage. So pretty big chunk of the town system is needed for these users.
How come we know that they didn't do residential?
So residential is one. So if you're a single family residence, you're one, and that's how we came up with the 150 gallons per day. So
How many people are actually using more than 50 or exceeding?
50-50. So that's the average of the residential users. So some are higher, some are lower, but if you average it out, they're at 150.
Thank you. And these numbers, like the hotels, I know from this year to last year, they're pretty consistent, but that would also change if they were only 50% occupied.
100%. And that's actually, I did point out, or I was going to flag, there's some interesting data on the hotel trends that we're looking at. I mean, there's definitely some that are below the 100% usage line. There's a couple that are over it. There's several that are right on it. That trend, in my opinion, looked pretty good. But if you even just look at a couple, like if you look at Hotel 3, last in fiscal year 24, it looked like they were underusing. This year, they were actually slightly overusing. So you can see it's not a perfect system, and from year to year,
There's
that could
a lot
change.
of variables.
100%. how successful the tourist season is, how successful the business is. Some people might just be using that. So we really look at these SFEs as the potential to use water. And if the potential is there, you could have a business that is using that. And that's typically how those are allocated. Similarly, that Hotel 13 was about perfect in 2014 or in 2024, and it's quite a bit more than the assigned SFEs in 2025. And just to put kind of a bookend on how that could affect your system is that little bit of overusage on that hotel is about 50% of the total overusage that all of those restaurants are creating. So that hotel has about 60 SFEs more than what they were assigned that they use in 2025. All 10 of those restaurants are about 120 SFEs over what they were aligned. So again, that magnitude that those users are using definitely comes into play on how that affects your system. And yeah, as noted, it does look, at least based on the last 2 years worth of trends, that generally the restaurants are using more than they're assigned. Although we are seeing, I'm not really sure what the story is behind restaurant four. They used quite a bit more in fiscal year 24, and they dropped down quite a bit in fiscal year 25. I don't know if that was because they weren't. We could definitely dive into that a little bit more, but maybe they just didn't have a successful year, or maybe they were closed for portion of it. So, yeah. Any other questions on the chart or those trends? Or hopefully that kind of helps paint a little bit of a picture of at least these two user groups and kind of how they've been comparing to the assigned SFEs over the last couple of years. Okay. Well, I think, generally in conclusion, like I mentioned, I think the hotels actually look fairly close. Like I said, you could find some imperfections in it, no matter what. If it looks like the restaurants are a little bit higher than what the calculator is doing, maybe another year of data would definitely help inform that decision even more. I don't know. If it's necessarily a, hey, we need to fix this right now, and we definitely can do that and start looking at a bigger group and say, hey, we may want to look at the calculator and start assigning more SFEs to restaurants. Again, there's
Are we able to go like back to 23, 22, 21?
I think, yeah, as long as we can get
I just feel like me personally, a 5-year trend shows a lot more than.
The only, if you don't mind
Yeah,
working on
please,
that for a
please.
second, the only thing that's going to be weird about that is this new SFE calculator started at the beginning of fiscal year 2024. So hotels were totally different, a different rate. I mean, we could maybe try to evaluate that, but it won't just be the same numbers as we're using now because it was a different SFE calculator.
What about previous 5 years from when we changed Dublin? And I'm not even talking numbers, I'm just like the graph. And I know it's
It's
awkward. I know it's digging through stuff and
okay. You tell me what to do.
I'm not allowed to tell you.
You tell me what to
The FSC's decided that only people have a vote are paying per gallon. So it's not actually a loss of revenue. It's probably an increase in revenue if they're going over the SFE. So my concern would be, do we have the capacity to facilitate these types of variances?
Yes, yeah, so as a whole, we've looked at the town's entire water system and the number of SFEs they have and the potential to expand and grow that. And it looks very favorable. The town is in a pretty good condition water-wise that you have the ability to do that. There are some interesting things we found just going through this is that there are some One hotel in particular that's not on here that has, I would say, it's kind of an abnormally high amount of water usage. That is something that as we go forward, we might be able to, hey, we should go figure out what's going on, because it doesn't seem logical that this hotel is using this much water. And maybe there's an opportunity for saving that. But again, if that goes down, then the whole system demand goes down. But if you want to mention the gallons for the SFE, I don't know if that is it. It's just a flat rate for SFE. There's no
Right, for the
additional
school.
charges for more. So
You
if
can
you
only
go
go
over
over
150 gallons, charge.
for your water, not your sewer. Sewer's not meter. Yeah, water is metered.
I know, it's my yard therapy.
I thought I'd make a quick comment on the water usage itself. So what I watch in the system is some of the highest users are the irrigation systems on sprinklers. That is a huge consumption of water. And if you have a wet summer, you're not using the water. I mean, those are also data points that you really need to look at, because we had a dry summer this year and water usage spiked during the hot periods of time. So that is a big player in this calculation.
Yeah, in some communities that we work in, we've seen as high as like irrigation is like 85% of all the water used in town. So you can definitely have some, if the goal is to lower water usage, water conservation, and making sure people are irrigating on off days is it helps keep those peaks down, and definitely could have a huge impact on water. Any other questions from here? I'll pass the
If you
mic from Katie for now.
think of any, I'll give you an option to thank you for that. All right. I'm just the money girl. I'm here to talk about the money behind all of this. I appreciate Kyle's work on this and with his team, and it's been great, like, going through everything, because we have found that one hotel, right, that we need to be having a conversation with, and they're very thorough with their work. Just has been phenomenal to work with. So quickly, do you want to pull up my the instead of just rattling numbers off on you, I gave you a visual tonight to try to be more helpful.
We'll just figure the math. I'll put it in.
Okay. So the sewer revenue collection, as we compared these 2 years, in fiscal year 2024, we collected $1,528,486.43. And then for sewer revenue in 2025, we collected $1,725,399.73. And this is when the new calculator came into place. Give me some of those months
So the
thoughts.
1.5 is 24.
Yes. And throughout fiscal year 24 and 25, both, we still have people coming in and they're like, well, I added a bed, and they will tell us, or I took out a bed. And so those SFEs are kind of still moving as they change up the property and their needs a little bit throughout the years. So when I'm thinking about the revenue, I'm considering a lot of different things that we need to be thinking about, right? Number one, obviously, wastewater treatment. It's number one top of mind. And so right now, I listed out, don't mind if it for me, Liz.
Oh my God, I almost got the number in.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is current what we have drawn on our wastewater treatment plant bonds. So as of today, we have drawn $13,437,869. The availability total is obviously our $33,750,000. And so we're still, this is an ongoing thing, but I have to consider this as we go through this project of where are we at with our bond coverage, and also looking into the future of future projects. So we do have an additional $5,319,099 to be drawn down, hopefully by the end of this week, if I can get through the pile of paperwork on my desk, to get those. But So that will make us a little almost $19 million that we'll have drawn on our wastewater treatment plant bonds.
Oh, currently making payments or anything?
Yes. We make those in July and January. So this is obviously kind of tied into this consideration is I'm constantly looking at our coverage calculation to make sure that we meet the qualifications for our bond. So we have to have a coverage requirement of 110%. And so I have to take into consideration our operating and maintenance expenses. I add in that question, that resolution where we are taking 1% of the resort tax and putting that towards our bonds. So I'm constantly monitoring this. This is the last one we did to qualify for loan C and D, which we did in August. So right now, until those are drawn down, we are still covered. So another consideration I'm thinking about is the 80-acre development. What is going to be the cost of our sewer lines that we put in? What are the professional fees that are going to be acquired with that, with the planning, the implementation, all of it? And then also the lift station addition that we're looking at. Like, what is it going to take to make sure that people at the 80 acres can flush their toilets? And so, what we need to realize on that as well, while still trying to balance our bond payments for the treatment plant. So, with everything right now, how I'm feeling, the recommendation is to keep our fee schedule the same as of right now. I will plan to do another evaluation towards the end of winter when we're a little bit further along with our wastewater treatment plant to have a better understanding of where we're going to end up with the bonds, what those requirements will end up finalizing being. And then hopefully too, we'll be working continuously on our 80-acre development plan and kind of getting some numbers behind that. So right now I don't have, well, my recommendation is that we keep the fee schedule the same, at least for now. So we will remain one SFE at $33.96. So that's where I am at money-wise. Does anybody have any questions on that portion? Not yet. This is just sewer. Ask me any question you want.
Well,
You
that
look
would be a
like you
question.
do. Okay, make a comment.
So in 2015, we paid 11 cents to probably receive and process a gallon of water. Currently, we're paying 41 cents. It's almost a 400% increase over a 10-year period. So hopefully, this money is being allocated in the right places and being spent on the right thing. I know there's an NASF thing, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on that. I've shared that with you quite a bit. But, and I don't know about the hotels. Some of them have complained. A lot of the restaurants are concerned about the cost of doing business. And their nets are looking good, but their gross is looking good, but their nets are staying consistent. And their costs are going up on all these things, just like all of us. But that's a 400% increase over a 10-year period. So hopefully we're cognizant of that and spending it appropriately.
Yep, enterprise funds are very regulated, and I'm continuously having to watch that, right? And I do appreciate the community because I started right after you guys adopted this SFA calculator, and it was one of my first projects. And I got to know the community very fast, and it was because they were mad. And so I appreciate their adjustment over the years, and I'm still blown away by the people that come in and adjust. And they're honest about it. And at first, I was like, we're never going to get to that point, right? When someone's in my office screaming at me for 30 minutes over something that was out of my control before I even started here. And it's just amazing, like the community support around this, and they see the progress we're making. And I think that's what's so important is this community needs to see progress and they understand it better now. And we did go through those 3 years of raising fees, and then fiscal year 26, we didn't have to. And I'm hopeful for maybe 27 as well to be looking at the same. But like I said, I'm going to be doing another evaluation towards end of winter to be just making sure that we're taking care of ourselves because it's important to make sure our infrastructure is up to date and functioning for our people. So we don't get ourselves in a big hole like maybe we started to dig, but we're crawling back up. So do you have any other questions for me or Kyle at this time? Before I open up to the public.
Does the community online have any questions for Katie or Kyle?
Hey, Travis, this is Amber Smith. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Give me just 1 second. Chip needs to, yeah. Okay, sorry. I was hearing myself as an echo. I will be quick. I just want to bring something to the attention of the council. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but I am paying at Arrowhead. And for anyone who doesn't know, it's a building with 2 two-bedroom condos and 2 hotel rooms, 19 beds. And I am paying the line item for laundry self-service, up to 10 washers. So kind of the same story, different scale of my equity issue that I had with the connection fee. Up to 10 washers does not break out me any different from the Days Inn or the Holiday Inn or the biggest hotels on that chart. So it's basically a flat rate. It's $50 a month, $600 a year. Not the end of the world, but I have been patiently waiting for the opportunity to bring this to you guys' attention, see if it needs to be adjusted. I mean, I love the charts that were put together. To me, that's kind of comparing equity between industries. But this is like an equity problem within the industry. And as I said, you know, when we were arguing with our connection fee, every regulatory agency tasked with oversight on municipal utilities has the word fair or equitable or just in relation to rate setting. So charging my 19 beds the exact same as those hotels with astronomical water usage, to me, is not fair, equitable, or just. But obviously, we're not making any decisions tonight, and I will remain patient. But as we keep kicking the can down the road on adjusting this, it becomes more bothersome to me.
Anyone else online or here?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I just said if there was anyone else.
Oh, okay, sorry, I just didn't have my volume on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Amber. Kate and Kyle, thank you for bringing this. It's good to review it and see it. There's some interesting stuff and more to be done for sure. Thank goodness we agreed to look at this often, and I know no doubt there'll be some adjustments one way or the other as we keep plugging down through this. So I was blown away at the hotels, how consistent that one. I mean, there's always some oddballs and you can see them, but you know, if we knew what they were, we'd probably figure it out. And that's not our job to figure that out, but I'm sure there's obvious reasons for those maybe being closed or something like that. But yeah, it was interesting to see that. It'll be interesting as we keep on dropping. So, all right, thank you for your time and efforts on this. I appreciate it. We'll now go to the second part of our agenda for this work session. And so we had put out a request for anyone who'd like to fill the town council vacancy. We asked them to submit an application, and then we'll go through an interview. Well, we had one application, so we're going to do one interview. And so, Brock Wilson, would you please come up to the podium? Don't put you right on the seat, the hot spot. Perfect. So, I think you got all these questions ahead of time, right?
Sure did. Yep, I'm ready.
All right. So, Brock, if you will, just give us a minute. Just tell us, obviously, you ran for council and will be sworn in January. and we have a vacancy, and you put your name in the hat. And tell us a little bit more, really quick, about yourself. And I think everyone here knows yourself could be pretty quick, but tell us why you decided to run, put your name in for this vacancy when you can have another month and a half off before the next 4 years of your life are owned by the town. And then just anything you'd like to see or learn or do in the next three meetings as you warm up for the next one. Then we'll ask a few questions from the council as we see fit, and then we'll end this meeting.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brock.
So again, my name is Brock Wilson. I did run for town council this year. The election was on November 4th. The reason that I originally decided to run for town council, I've been getting more involved in our community. I have been on Park and Rec for the last couple of years, along with the local government review board this last year, which has really helped me dive into the charter, which has been a big bonus for me. Why I decided to run is my kids are growing up in this community. I'd love to have a hand in that. There's a lot of things going on in our community right now that I think I could be helpful with. Why did I decide not to take the last month and a half off? I come to these meetings anyways. I've been to these meetings almost every, not everyone, but most meetings for the last few years. So for me, it was an opportunity to get involved a little bit quicker and maybe have a head start on when I'm actually supposed to start on in January.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so we'll go around the table and we'll skip Brian because he, no, I'm just kidding. We'll go with Brian. And if you have any a question, we can go around and tell everyone else. We'll just kind of go around.
Or just stick to those.
What's
Or
that?
whichever.
You're welcome to use those if you'd like, and you don't have to. Just keep it appropriate.
I don't have any
Okay.
questions. Neither do I.
All right. Lisa, any questions for Brock?
No, I think the people spoke, and I think it's intuitive that we would appoint Brock to the position right now. So thanks, Brock.
Lisa.
Awesome. One of the questions here I thought was great. It says the council holds between 2 and 8 meetings a month, not including committee meetings. Are you ready to devote that amount of time?
Yes, I am. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put my name in.
Wow, any of us have had 8 meetings in a month.
Yeah.
We've had a few, there's been a couple of months, just so you know, but it's a great question.
No, not to
We've
expect.
had as many as three.
As three.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter how many committees you get
Yeah, I was
on.
gonna
You're
say.
required to get on at least one,
Well,
or
I know
we change
I have
guys.
Park and Rec tomorrow night already, so
Yeah, well, we might change that.
perfect.
No, that's awesome. We appreciate it. And thanks for throwing your name in that. I think it's important to know, someone commented this probably because you wanted to go to the Christmas party,
Yeah,
but we found that
absolutely.
out after you applied. So I think you
Yeah.
should understand that's not why you did it.
Yep, I might have to go alone. I think my wife works that night, so
Good. We'll take care of you.
perfect.
I don't have any questions either. I appreciate you doing that and putting your name in there and stepping in a little bit early. And
Thank you.
it's good and appreciate you being here. So we will ultimately make a decision about the appointment at our meeting at 7 o'clock. So thanks. Stick around.
Thank
Don't go
you.
far. We'll go ahead and end this meeting and we will return at 7 o'clock for our regular scheduled town council meeting. Thank you.
Okay, the audio is on. I'm saying.
Not yet.
All right here. What?
Well, thanks for coming back. Those who have joined us, welcome. It will be the town council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. We had a work session at 6. It's fairly short. We had a quick interview with Brock Wilson. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So, review of our SFV calculator for sewer connections. So, we'll go ahead and start tonight's town council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. All right, we have public comment period. So, if anyone would like to come up or raise your hand on Zoom and share anything that's on your mind that's not on the agenda for later this evening, I should thumb on up and share that. So, Carrie, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to commend the town council and the town staff on the latest housing survey response rates. Right now, you're at over 20%, which is incredible. For a frame of reference, Bozeman did a low to moderate income housing study in 2024, and they had a 1% online response rate. So it's incredible. So thank you for your commitment to attainable housing solutions, and thanks to the staff that worked hard to get those survey responses.
Great. Thanks, Sherry. Anyone else in the room? Do we have any hands up online? If you're online and want to say anything, just do the raise your hand feature and we'll let you in at the appropriate time. Don't see any hands up. We'll end public comment. We'll go to council comments. We'll go around backwards. Lisa, go ahead and begin with you if you'd like.
Thank you. I don't have any tonight, but thanks.
Okay, thanks. Jeff Matthews?
No.
Brian Benke?
No.
All right, I got just a couple. First, congrats to Brian for getting the election, from the election results, for sticking with us for another 4 years. And look forward to welcoming Greg Forsyth and Brock Wilson join us. Congratulations. And thank you so much to the others. It was great. We had 3 openings on the council and 6 applicants. So you don't get that every day in the public arena. So that was great. So thank you to Lisa Griffith and Jeff McBurney and Julie Whitmer for throwing your name in the hat. We expect a lot from everyone in the future. The other one is just a reminder, there should be announcements, but somebody might tune out before that. The Community Thanksgiving Dinner, the annual event, is this Thursday at 6:30 at the LDS Church. It is free. Please bring people, no dishes. You just come eat. What?
Six.
That's what I thought, but I got an email yesterday. It's at 6:30. If you come at 6:30, you'll get fish. If you come at 6, you might have to be in line. So, yeah. And isn't that weird? We always say 6, right, Liz? And I got that set up. Yeah. So. But I was looking for a poster to hand out at work, and all I got was an email that said 6:30. 6:30 to 8:30, which I think is a little late, but between 6 and 6:30, please come. I promise you will get a fan. We never run out of food. We might run out of corn, but that's all right. So welcome anyone in the community. It's a big event each year, and a lot of people in town make it happen. The churches get involved in the community as well as other individuals and organizations. It's just a great thing. So I'm sure that welcome everyone to come. Next item on tonight's agenda is Treasurers and Securities Report.
The Treasurers and Securities Report is in the Finance Department.
Thank you. We have 2 purchase orders tonight. The first one is 7014 to Taylor Chevrolet. This is for a 2025 Silverado 3100, the amount of $53,606.25. What is the pleasure of the council?
I could love to expound on all this if you'd let me.
I might after we decide what to do about that, John.
I'll make motion to approve purchase order 7014 to Taylor Chevrolet for the 2025 Silverado 3500 in the amount of $53,606.25.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions about this one for John?
Not diesel?
No, sir.
That's my only concern.
All right. Lisa?
I guess I don't have any questions, but does John want to respond to Brian's question about the diesel or lack thereof?
You may not have heard it. He said it is not a diesel.
Right. So did John want to respond to that, or was that just kind of a joke?
No diesel. Yeah. John, let's go ahead and turn if you have anything else you'd like to add.
I would just like to, kind of explain how I got here and why. I know I don't have to, but I'd like to.
From birth to now.
Yes, right now. No,
Yes.
just kind of real quick. So we were budgeted for $100,000 on two trucks this year. Our 2018 Dodge, which we've had nothing but problems with, I wrote a ditty on the council packet. We had nothing but problems with that truck. We spent a small fortune trying to keep that truck in the road and finding lost the motor again for the third time. And that's why we're looking at that new Chevrolet. I've looked diligently. This is just the part section of the trucks that I've looked at from Billings to Belgrade to Bozeman to Pocatello to Idle Falls to Rexburg. And I really worked hard at trying to find two trucks that would fit our needs. I did look at diesels. I did looked at getting some trade-in value of that truck that has gone down. There's not a lot there, but I will work and get that truck. We'll get some money out of that truck no matter what we do. It was $14,000 to replace that motor in that truck, which I thought was crazy. We've already spent $16,000 to date to keep that truck running. It is definitely a truck that's not been very well, and for us, our fleet. One of the reasons why they go down, those Hemi Dodge motors do not like to be idled, and we idle our trucks. We're out doing jobs and so forth in the winter. Those trucks idle more than normal. And so that Hemi does not like that. And that's why the motor's been such a problem child. I did look at diesel engines, diesel motors, and I absolutely said no after looking at them and decided to go over these Chevys. This used Chevy truck is a beautiful truck, like brand new. And so just to expound on that, the new truck has a 5-year, 100,000 powertrain warranty, and they both have oil services for life. They gave me a package deal out of this. I thought they really treated us good on these trucks, and the price is right. So I just want to come on and comment on these two trucks that I'm purchasing.
That 10% rate is right, though, 9.9%.
That is just the financing
Yeah.
option. We are not doing the financing option.
No finance option. And that is pretty much it. But also, that gave me enough money. Put plows on this truck with $100,000 budgeted in the future. So that will be something else I'm going to ask for two plows on these two trucks. And that'll keep us under the $100,000.
And we're trading in that old truck.
We're not trading in that truck. Nobody would give me scrap metal prices for that. So I'm going to be selling that truck outright. And the value that Dodge put on that truck is about $3,500 worth of value of that truck. And that's all. So we're going to try to sell that truck outright for $3,500 and to put it. We tried to find a used motor for that truck. The closest one we found had 117,000 miles on it. Still would have cost $10,000 to put it in. So it's just not feasible to fix this truck. And I've looked at every option that I could possibly look at to try to recoup the money on this truck and try to get it back before we can resell it. And it's pretty tough.
Thank you. Anyone in the audience or online have any questions or comments? Well, back to the table.
Call a question.
Question being called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7014 to Taylor Chevrolet for $53,660.25, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Second one here, closely related 7015 to Taylor Chevrolet 2017 Silverado. This is the 2580D. 27,529.25. What is the pleasure of council?
I make a motion to approve purchase order 7015 to Taylor Chevrolet for 2017 Silverado 2500, the amount of $27,529.25.
Second that.
So you moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions? Brian?
Nope.
Jeff Matthew? Nope. Lisa?
No, thanks.
You didn't ask if it was a diesel. Good
job.
I don't either. I hope they send you a Christmas card. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? All right, back to Taylor.
Call for question.
Question being called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7015 to Taylor Chevrolet in the amount of $27,529.25. Please say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. We have Clay. Let me scroll down here now. I know it's new Clay was right, Kitty. I'd rather double check with you. This is fun. We've had a couple little ones, so it's not really much time. Claims in the amount of $3,844,034.53. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of $3,844,034.53.
I'll second that.
I moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions for Katie?
No.
Jeff's still trying to get over the $3 million something as well.
All the sort of appreciation for and how is that spent, or how, what does that do, that fund?
So this is your wastewater treatment plan that we're paying
the money. Is that obtained at one making?
Yeah, so this is payout number 14 to RSCI. About 1.3 million of it is air mod equipment. There's a lot of concrete work done on it. And yeah, their payrolls and stuff for the month of October.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa, go ahead.
Just a couple items. I was curious what they were for. Claim number 52998, Canopy Video Stream, $1,750. Just curious what that's for.
Yeah, so the library is starting this program, and basically this is for, I believe, just a year, but anybody that has a library card can sign in with their library card, and it's basically Netflix, all the streaming options that you have out there. They have this one where it's called Canopy, and it's only through your local library. That it just helps people save money if they want to sign up through the library and use their library card for it. It's just an extra service that the library's been working really hard to get to this point. But I think it's going to be a great service for those that don't need to be spending $20 a month, and they can use their library card instead.
Is that
This is with the startup fee. So I think the annual fee will be less, but this is like the startup and annual fee.
Lisa, go ahead. You had a follow-up on that?
Oh, well, that sounds like a neat service. Thanks. I also was curious, claim 53010, $2,500 to IWRQ Package Basic Management.
Yes, that's iWorks. Our building inspector, public works crew, they all use, it's basically their software, kind of like I have Black Mountain software. They have iWorks to keep track of projects and permits.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any questions. Anyone in the audience or online have any questions? Susan? Back to the table. Call for question. This will call for all those in favor of approving the claims in the amount of $3,844,034.53. Please say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you, Katie. Right away. All right. Next item we have no business license, so we'll go straight for a minute. This is the November 4th town council meeting. What is the closure of council?
I'll make a motion to approve the November 4th, 2025 town council meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
That's been moved and seconded. Don't have any comments, corrections? Lisa?
Nothing noted today. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Anyone in the audience have any comments or corrections on our minutes? Raise your hand if you're ready. Not sure. We won't do that to you. All right, back to the table. Question has been called for. All those in favor of approving our November 4th town council meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will now turn the time over to Dan, our town manager.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. Got a few things this evening. First, my mom has joined us here from Clemson, Minnesota. person this evening, so I'm glad that she didn't get up and offer any public comments. And it's great that she doesn't come on a zoning issue evening as well. So she'll be here a couple weeks for the holidays. So we had our engineering meeting this morning. We talked about the 8 acres, preliminary plat. We talked about the public works, design standards manual that John and Casey and Kyle have been working on. I believe that was from, our public works standards are from the 90s. So we're just making sure that those are updated as we get into 80 acres and other development around town, just making sure those things are up to speed. We also discussed some proposals for the lift station and IB, IP bed, which now are RIB. Bed planning. So I'll have a couple of proposals on the agenda for the 2nd of December for you guys to look at. We talked about the Mammoth Room. They've been doing some investigations, and we've had TVNH just do some other investigations. I know Forest Green had been looking at things, and we had asked TVNH to look at some alternatives for us to see if there are opportunities to have some different alternatives or to save some money. Sounds like they have some solutions, and I think they're a little bit more intrusive than what had been proposed in the past. So sounded like Kyle is going to be putting that together, and we'll work session that after the 1st of the year. And then we got an update on the Well 3 and Leaf project, which are chugging along at different paces. The well is just about done. Police station is going to be a little touch and go if we get any weather here. So we'll see on that, but they're moving along. Part of the 80 acres infrastructure, so Kyle, Scott, and I had a discussion a couple weeks ago. We've been working with the infrastructure committee on the infrastructure block layouts and then the Forest Service easements. So Kyle is planning on presenting the progress of the committee and to get some feedback from the council on the preliminary plat. We're looking to do that on December 16th at a work session. We also had a discussion about the lift station project, which I mentioned. So they are preparing a proposal to look at options for the lift station renovations that need to be done. That will be coming on the 2nd of December. DRG met on the 6th of November. We had a proposal from Town Place by Marriott Hotel. They are proposing a 3-story, 100-room hotel on the site of the old aerial rope course in the Grizzly Ed. I'm sure you guys have all seen the work happening over there. The plans that they submitted were short, a few parking spaces. And then they're looking at possibly looking at a height variance because they want to accommodate a pitched roof. One of the things that they are adding is they're looking at options for on-site housing units for their staff members. So we're talking to them on the number of those units. So they're working on that, and then they'll be resubmitting back to DRG here at some point. Just an update on the Given Avenue apartment project. So the Board of Investments has approved the loan for the project, which was the major piece of funding for that project. They were waiting on the Board of Health. Do we know if that request went through?
I don't know.
So there was one other request from the Board of Health, which I think they were pretty confident on being able to obtain. So Katie is currently working with Jane on the loan documents from the town, and we're also reviewing their ground lease payment or paperwork for their community land trust. They're looking at closing sometime in December, so all that is moving together. Jane and I are working on the final details for the cemetery expansion MOU. That was discussed by the cemetery board earlier this year. It's been kind of a process to get that to where we're at, but I think we're getting to a point where that'll be ready for the council. So should be in front of the council here before the end of the year, hopefully at the next meeting, but maybe the 16th.
Yeah, I'm ready to be ahead of it, but we haven't agreed to a land swap, have we?
No, so what the MOU is basically doing is going to outline the process for the sale and the transfer of the property, and then timelines and responsibilities. So it's just kind of creating that framework. So within the framework, there'll be decision-making points for the council. But this, they wanted to do an MOU just so that we were both clear on what the process looked like. So again, you guys can review that on the second, and then we can.
Have they proposed a section where within town would be able to?
So they're discussing, we have talked back with their attorney about the possibility of just doing a cash deal, because we, it's going to be, I think, a really difficult for us to identify a parcel in town. So they're kind of mulling that over, but it sounded like they may be open to that. But that's kind of where we're trying to steer, because that's going to complicate things a little bit if we have to look at a parcel swap. So we're trying to steer away from that if we can.
Thank you.
Yeah. But we may have an either or option. But we'll have to get that in front of you guys, and you guys can make that call. Sleepy Hollow. So Scott and I have been talking with Ryan from Sleepy Hollow. We kind of gave him an outline of all the possible options that they could look at. And we discussed the possibility of maybe removing some of the buildings or building or some of the buildings from the property to offset some of that parking. So that's in their court right now. And hopefully we'll hear from them, get a response from them, and see where they want to go with that project. And then I have a note. I was at the Regional Housing Coalition in Belgrade on Friday, which I was. I don't remember the yet.
That's it.
Yeah, so
I was there.
I forgot the rest of my notes, but I was there. So. It was going to be
accountability.
Yeah, thank you. I have my notes if you'd like them. So thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, thank you. They don't have any questions for Dan, Brian?
No.
Jim? Lisa?
No, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. All right. We have any advisory board meetings that we reported on since our last meeting? Lisa, I'll start with you. We'll go backwards.
Nope, none here. Thanks.
Okay, Matthew.
Yeah, business improvements, looking at flower pop benches for downtown locations. Where we can put them. Casey's got some designs that he's putting in. The trash receptacles, we're going to replace the wraps in the trash receptacles. We're just looking for the suggestions. We're going to appeal to the art department over at the high school and see if the kids want to get through to that. And then John probably has more information on the tree grades and the signing displays in the area.
Yes.
Do I follow what we do?
Pardon me?
Do I follow about the street rates and about the signs?
Oh, yeah.
And the entry signs, town?
Yeah. I cannot be sorry.
You need to talk to them about the tree grades and the signs, like going to welcome signs for town. Give them an update from where they are.
So the signs coming into town, they canceled. The MTD would not allow them to do their rock work on those signs. Sorry, I can't hear very well.
Not a problem either. Correct.
Yeah. And so the tree grades that we have left over downtown, we've come up with a really fun idea to finish out some of those tree grades. So we put in 17 tree grades this fall. You know, I don't know how many exact we have to replace, but some of the pits are much smaller. And we're going to take and build some in-house. Public Works is going to build these in-house and not do this outside, and do horseshoe grates and just make them look really cute. We saw this idea. We were down at the conference and buildings, me and Dan, and really liked this idea. And I think it will be really festive for the community, and it'll look really good. It brings back that country cowboy look, so that we kind of lack.
What I didn't say is we're going to improve with that based on what we paid for those grades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The cost.
And then we'll be able to put flowers around the entry signs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then Casey's got some great ideas for some fun flower boxes down there. So just taking care of our downtown, making it look nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian?
Nope.
Yep. All right. We had a map fund meeting, but John was going to present that to us in a few minutes here. So I'll save you duplicating some of that. All right. Any other reports from this? We covered them all. All right. We will now move on to our business. The first one is unfinished business. This is the center of Jeff McBurney. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to censure Jeff McBurney.
There's that down. That motion fails. Any other motion? Do you get a chance for a while? All right. All right, thank you. We'll move on to new business. The first one, we have an appointment to fill a town council vacancy we have through the end of the year. We asked for applications. At the first meeting, we had interview. We had one applicant, and that was Brock Wilson, and we drilled him with some tough questions, and now we have to make a appointment. So what is the pleasure of council?
I make a motion to appoint Brock Wilson to fill the town council vacancy through 12/31/2025.
I'll second.
All right, thanks. We moved and seconded. Don't have any comments, questions, concerns? All right, Lisa.
I know I'm all for that.
Thank you. All right, anyone in the community or online have any comments or questions? Back to the table. Call for question. Call for all those in favor of appointing Brock Wilson to fill the town council vacancy through the end of the year. Please say aye.
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 Airplane say aye. It's all right.
Pro bono.
All right, we're going to have our clerk come up and start you in front of the office. Come on up here by the flag and get out of the way. Katie's going to take a picture.
Just to get a good picture of you, perfect. If you're in the so just repeat after me.
Okay.
All right. That's all right. After I say I, you say your name. I.
I, Brock Wilson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Montana.
The Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Charter of the Town of West Yellowstone.
And the Charter of the Town of West Yellowstone.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity, so help me God.
With fidelity, so help me God.
Right now.
Slide and be on there. Sorry.
Brock.
Okay.
Welcome. Thank you. Come on up, say hi. This is the nice
one. Right.
Sit right up here.
Thanks, Brock.
We're putting the test back in the next couple. You can put that seat up a little bit.
It was up pretty high. We're
all right. All right. The next item, we have two in a row here. We'll vote on these separately, but I'm going to ask John Greaves, who's our Secretary of the MAP Fund, to come up and introduce those two. Do you want to do both of them together? Just introduce them, then we'll vote on them separately. Does that work, John?
Yes.
Come on up. Appreciate that. Huh.
I'm John Greaves, Secretary for the MAP Fund Advisory Board. We have two applications that we're looking at seeking approval from the council this evening. The first one is for the Ronnie Moo race. 2.5 months ago, they submitted an application for $17,000. It was incomplete and had some incorrect information with regards to the percentage limit amounts that they needed to meet in order to have funding approved. They resubmitted another application, and that's the application that you should have in your council packets for $14,000. They have 7 expenses that they're requesting funding for, and they meet the limit percentages that we have, and thus we're asking the council to approve our recommendation for $14,000. Because those expense amounts were listed in the application, and that was the only application that you saw. When I wrote the recommendation, you did not see those expenses because they were in the application. We're seeking approval for the $14,000. The second application is for the Snow Shoot 2027, which is held in February of next year. They submitted an application for $16,350. It too was submitted incomplete and without some correct allowable percentage amounts. Thus, we asked for revisions on that application. The applicant, the Snowmobile Committee, Marge Warner, representing the committee, submitted the additional information that we requested and the corrected information that we requested. She submitted six allowable expenses, four revised amounts, and because I wanted to make sure that that was understood as those extra pages came in for that application, that in the recommendation, I listed those six allowable expenses and the amounts that were requested to add up to $16,350. Also, I wanted to make sure that all members of the board, as well as Marge, saw those amounts that we were recommending as those final amounts that were approved by ourselves and will perhaps consist of the $16,350. That we want the council to consider for approval.
All right, thank you, John. We'll come to the council. We're going to do these one at a time. We'll do the Yellowstone Run Moose Race 2027. What is the play of the council? Oh,
on that, that's a typo on the agenda. It is the 2026 race.
That's right. Okay, thank you. Get ahead of ourselves. And part of that may have been the Snowshoot 2027 is always year out. That is held in 26. I see you have that other things list. But it's a pleasure to council on the Rendezvous Ski Race.
I make a motion to approve the Yellowstone Rendezvous Race for 2026 in the amount of $14,000.
Thank you, Beth. I've been moved and seconded. You don't have any comments or questions about that or for John?
Nope.
All right. Jeff?
Nope.
Rob? Nope. Lisa?
No, thank you.
Anyone in the audience or on Zoom have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
That's a question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of approving the MAP Fund Award recommendation to the Yellowstone Run Moose Ski Race for the amount of $14,000, please say aye.
Aye.
It looks aye. Thank you very much. The next one is Snowshoot 2027 and 26 for $16,350. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion to approve Snowshoe 2027 in the amount of $16,350.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Do I have any comments or questions? Brad?
Nope.
Jim?
Yeah, John, so the highlighted are your six areas. Because I looked at the application, it looked like the same one she submitted last year, just about.
They requested an additional $9,000 last year. Some of the expenses are the same, but the amounts are reduced.
Okay. And that's the amounts that have been reduced are evident by the highlighted areas on your final page, which would be event office, lunch, media marketing, administrative coordinator fees, waste receptacle. Were those the six you were talking about?
Yes.
That's hard.
Those are the correct amounts that now add up to $16,350.
Okay. And last year, did they add up to 22 grand?
No, that is the total expense in that one column that you see that includes $2,400 for meals that we are not permitting from the MAP fund, $750 additional there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks. Rob? No, I'm good. Thank you. All right. Lisa?
I don't have any questions. Thanks, John, for all these great presentations.
You're welcome. Thanks. I'll just say I'm a part of this event. You will receive compensation, so I will be abstaining the vote on this time. So, anyone in the community have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Off question.
Question been called for. All those in favor of approving the MAP Fund Award recommendation for $15,350 to the snowshoe, the 27 event, say aye.
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 Passes. John, thank you very much for bringing that here tonight. We will now go to Liz. Share any meeting reminders, announcements, and we'll go around if there's any others you have in the room or correspondence to be shared.
Okay, well, our next council meeting is Tuesday, December 2nd, and then our second meeting in December will be Tuesday, December 16th. We do expect to have work sessions at both meetings. And Friday, December 5th, is the town Christmas party. It's going to be at the Buffalo Bar, Rich Black's float around. And I don't have anything else to share.
Did you have one down? Okay, fine. Anyone else have any other reminders, correspondence?
Okay. Park and Rec is meeting tomorrow here at Town Hall at 5:30 p.m.
Awesome. And I just put it in my work session when you were talking here. I had a couple of things. Lisa, did you have any to share? No, I'll stay you there.
I do not. Is the meeting on December 16th going to be in the evening? I know there was a little discussion about a noon meeting as in past years, perhaps, but sounds like it'll be in the evening. Is that
right? We can speak here since it's further away from Christmas than normal, and we just have a lot to discuss. We're just going to keep it evening scheduled.
Got it. Thank you.
Anything else? Without objection, we will go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate it. Warm up for next one, Rob.
Yeah.
Make a motion.
That's great. Hey, that's
all right. I got to